I'm so glad you're here with me right now. Today may have been chaotic, full of interruptions, shifts, and unexpected moments, but it was also productive, and that's reason enough to give God praise. God, we thank you. Thank you for the breath in our bodies, for the ability to move, to see, to speak, to show up as the highest version of who you imagined us to be when you first formed us. That alone is a miracle. But let me tell you what came through strong in prayer tonight, and this is for somebody specific. God is sending someone into your life who will love you unconditionally. This won't be a shallow connection or another surface-level encounter. This is the real thing, a love that's been refined in God's hands, shaped by His Spirit, and timed by His wisdom. This person, whether a man or a woman, will know who you are in the Spirit. They will recognize you not by how you look or what you've been through, but by the light inside you. And here's the beautiful part. They will see your flaws, your wounds, and your humanity, and not run. They will honor the opportunity to love you there. This is a mature love, the kind that sees relationship as a privilege, not a possession. A partnership that's rooted in healing, faithfulness, gentleness, and kindness. A connection where you don't have to perform to be accepted. You can just be you, fully, freely, and they will not only embrace it, they will cherish it. This is not about perfection. This is about alignment. It's about God sending someone into your life who's been on their own journey of transformation. Someone who doesn't just say they love God, but lives it. Someone who sees their relationship with you as a sacred assignment, not just a romantic one. And yes, I know the world feels different. Yes, people have changed, but so have you. You've grown, you've healed, and you've made room in your life for real love. And now, God is responding to that faith, that desire, that readiness. Get ready, because love is coming, and it's coming healed. The days of depending on things outside of yourself, on systems, routines, and other people to give you security, those days are over. We used to feel so sure, so settled in the way life flowed. But now, we're in unfamiliar territory, and in this space, the only anchor that holds is God. When everything around you feels uncertain, you learn to lean in, not on others, but on Him. And here's what I feel so strongly in my spirit. God is moving in the area of relationships. There's a wave of divine alignment sweeping through, and it's touching hearts in a deep, quiet, holy way. You might not see it yet, but something is already shifting in the atmosphere. God is preparing hearts for real love, healthy, secure, Spirit-led love. There's something so freeing about being yourself, fully, joyfully, without needing to be validated by anyone else. When you've come to a place where you're content in who God made you to be, when you're overflowing with love, not because you're lonely, but because you're full, that's when the right person finds you. And yes, God is sending someone. And let me tell you, they're nervous. They've been watching you, praying about you, seeking God for clarity because they don't want to come to you half ready. They are eager to love you in a safe and secure way, not from a place of anxious need or emotional avoidance, but from a heart that's been prepared. This person knows how to speak, not just in words, but in presence, in consistency, in peace. They are tapped into the frequency of God. They've been through their own pruning. They've been refined. And now they're ready for a connection that reflects heaven's rhythm, not the dysfunction of the past. I was reminded today that prayer itself is a love language, and there are two languages you can speak in life: heaven's language or the world's noise. This person God is sending, they speak heaven fluently, and they're coming into your life not to complete you, but to mirror the love God's already been filling you with. Get ready, love is coming, and it's speaking your language. What God revealed to me recently is simple but life-changing. You are always speaking one of two languages, the language of heaven or the language of hell. And the truth is, whichever language you choose shapes your reality. It aligns you either with divine flow or with confusion and chaos. When we consistently speak God's language, we stay in His rhythm, in His will, in His peace, and in His power. God's language isn't just about the words we say. It's about the energy we carry. It's the posture of our heart. It's the tone we take when we speak to ourselves and others. Heaven's language sounds like love, peace, joy, compassion, truth, and hope. It's not reactive, it's rooted. When you're speaking God's language, you're serving with an open heart. You're giving without obsessing over what you'll get in return. You're sowing seeds with trust, knowing the laws of sowing and reaping are always at work, even when you can't see the harvest yet. You're walking in faith, not fear. And you're showing up in the world, not just for yourself, but to bless others. It's the kind of language that looks at darkness and still speaks light. The kind that believes the best even when things look unclear. The kind that says, God, I trust you, even when the path feels unfamiliar. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's not just about action, that's about alignment. It's about letting God's way of doing things become your way. It's about choosing to speak heaven's frequency into every room you walk into every relationship you step into every prayer you lift up. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything coming out of my mouth that isn't echoing the language of heaven. I don't want to partner with fear, gossip, bitterness, or doubt. I want to speak what aligns with truth, love, and divine order. So today, ask yourself, whose language am I speaking? And let every word, every thought, and every action be a reflection of the kingdom you belong to. Because when you speak heaven, you live in its flow. There's something so sacred, so grounding, about connecting with God through what I call heaven's love language. It's not just about asking for things, it's about dwelling in his presence. It's the rhythm of prayer, the beauty of holy affirmations, the stillness of meditating on his word. It's laying your head down at night and resting, not in worry, but in the promises of God, trusting that he's already gone before you. There's a love language in simply talking about how good he is, not because you're trying to get something, but because your spirit is full. Being in God's presence like that, it's peace, it's joy, it's safety, and when you cultivate that kind of relationship with him, it unlocks something in you, it stirs up growth, it softens your heart, it opens you to experience more, not just from him, but from life, from love, and from others. That soft, open spirit of yours, the part that's willing to grow, willing to learn, willing to try again, it's magnetic. And God sees it. He knows what you carry. He knows the dreams you have, whether it's a business, a creative vision, a quiet hope for something new. And because of that, he's sending people, real ones. Not just romantic love, although yes, that's coming too in divine timing. But people, kingdom connections, people who see your light and don't try to dim it, people who want to support you, not compete with you, people who want to walk beside you, not pull you backward. Some will be friends, some will feel like family, and one may be the one whose heart mirrors God's own, a partner who doesn't just love you, but honors you. So tonight, instead of letting your mind spiral through everything that's wrong or unfinished, I want you to think about this. How deeply God loves you. He's sending someone who carries his heart, his spirit, his wisdom. Someone who won't see your flaws as failures, but as invitations to love you deeper. That's heaven's love language in action. That's what's finding its way to you. Rest in that tonight. You're seen, you're chosen, and you are deeply loved.